Olympic men's triathlon postponed because the River Seine has too much fecal bacteria. By Breitbart, London, on July 30, 2024. Paris, AP, concerns about water quality in the Seine River led Paris Olympics organizers to postpone the men's triathlon Tuesday, with officials hoping the swimming portion of the race will be able to go forward in the long polluted waterway in the coming days following an expensive cleanup effort. Organizers said they will try to hold the men's triathlon Wednesday instead. The women's competition also is scheduled that day. But both will only go forward if water tests show acceptable levels of E. coli and other bacteria in the river. Friday is also planned as a backup date. However, storms or rain are forecast Tuesday night through Thursday, which could complicate efforts to reschedule the events because rain generally causes bacteria levels in the Seine to rise. Paris experienced a downpour during the Olympic opening ceremony Friday, with rain persisting into Saturday. The swimming portion of training events meant to let the triathletes familiarize themselves with the course was cancelled on both Sunday and Monday because of concerns over water quality. The delays come after Olympic organizers and city officials had expressed confidence in recent days that bacteria levels would improve as skies cleared and temperatures warmed this week, but that apparently wasn't sufficient to ensure the athletes' safety. Tuesday's high in Paris of 35 degrees Celsius, 95 Fahrenheit, offers some hope of the heat wave killing off some of the bacteria. Paris spent €1.4 billion, $1.5 billion, to improve the water quality in the Seine so the swimming portion of the triathlon and the marathon swimming event next week could be held in the famed river that runs through the city center. But bacteria levels have remained in flux. The decision to postpone the men's triathlon followed a meeting early Tuesday that included the sport's governing body, World Triathlon, its medical team, the International Olympic Committee and city officials. Despite the improvement on the water quality levels in the last hours, the readings at some points of the swim course are still above the acceptable limits, organizers said, stressing that their priority is the health of the athletes. Paris Deputy Mayor Pierre Ribaudon said the trend is improving but we are still not below the necessary threshold. To hold the two competitions on the Seine on Wednesday seems to us to be the best option, he said. However, he did not rule out further delays if there is an issue tomorrow after the results of the analysis. Daily water quality tests measure levels of fecal bacteria known as E. coli, with a safe limit of 900 colony-forming units per 100 milliliters determined by European rules. Monitoring group Eau de Paris releases data each Friday, but it is updated only through the previous Tuesday. Arlie Merle, the Paris 2024 director of sports, said one of four test sites was below the threshold for E. coli Tuesday morning. Two other sites were just above a limit and one was more elevated, she said, citing a range of 980 to 1,553. High levels of E. coli in water can indicate contamination from sewage. Most strains are harmless and some live in the intestines of healthy people and animals. But others can be dangerous. Even a mouthful of contaminated water can lead to diarrhea. And the germ can cause illnesses such as infections in the urinary tract or in the intestines. Efforts to make the river suitable for swimming cost €1.4 billion, $1.5 billion. They included the construction of a giant basin to capture excess rainwater and keep wastewater from flowing into the river, renovating sewer infrastructure and upgrading wastewater treatment plants. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo very publicly took a swim in the river 2 weeks ago, along with Paris 2024 Chief Tony Estanguet, and the top government official for the Paris region, Marc Guillaume, along with swimmers from local swimming clubs. Data released last week show that E. coli levels at the Bras Marie were at 985 units per 100 milliliters that day, slightly above the established threshold. The men's triathlon is now scheduled to start at 10:45 a.m. Wednesday, which may make heat more of a factor as the event may be finishing at the hottest part of the day. The women's race is set to go forward at 8 a.m. as originally planned. Other swimming events planned in the Seine are the triathlon mixed relay on August 5 and the women's and men's marathon swimming events on August 8 and August 9.